Introducing the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author Christine Carlson. With 25 million copies in print, learn how the Don't Sweat wisdom can help you achieve greater mental health and better communication with your family, friends, and coworkers from a beloved teacher. Rediscover your passion, joy, and self-compassion to awaken your most vibrant life.
Hi, welcome back to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. This is Christine Carlson. Before we begin, let's go ahead and take our golden pause. Wherever you are, sit comfortably, uncross your legs, put your hands open on your lap. And if you're cooking dinner or doing anything, just take a little break if you can and sit down and just take your golden pause. This is such a powerful way to listen and to open your heart to gratitude and to just be in a feeling state that is attuned to joy. So that's going to be our topic today, is joy. So let's go ahead and begin to breathe together. And as you breathe in, allow your chest and your belly to expand, taking in the fullness of your breath. And as you exhale, just relax deep within your body. Just allow your body to let go. Allow your shoulders to drop and yourself to fully relax in this moment. And this time as you breathe in golden sunlight, pure golden sunlight, all the way to the top of your head, to the tips of your fingers and toes. Fill your core, your whole body with pure golden sunlight. And as you exhale, let go a little bit deeper. This time as you breathe in love, pure love. Fill your heart with love, your mind with love, your whole body with love, every cell of your body with love. And exhale fear, letting go of any tension, any anticipation, any fear. And this time, as you breathe in, expanding your heart, expanding your chest and belly, go ahead and place your hand on your heart, activating your heart, opening your heart. And let's spend a moment in complete gratitude, thinking of a person that we love, something somebody said to us recently, an experience we had. Let's just spend a moment in the joy of gratitude. Breathing in that gratitude, even allowing a smile to come across your face. And then exhaling and letting go. And as you open your eyes, just notice how present you feel in your body and know that you can take that golden pause at any time. It's just a nice way to tune in, become more mindful, more present in your body, more present in general. So I want to talk a little bit about joy, because that has been what's been on my mind lately. I just turned in the final edits on my book this morning, From Heartbreak to Wholeness, The Hero's Journey to Joy. And it was interesting because I woke this morning at about 3:30 in the morning. If I go to bed really early, let's just say 8:30, 9 o'clock, I tend to wake up very early as well. So I don't like to get up before 4, but if I wake up and I'm fully awake and, you know, feel recharged, then I have a fair amount of things on my to-do list to do today, including recording this podcast for you. So I decided to go ahead and wake up and have my coffee, meditate, turn my book in. Yay! Let's just do a little woohoo! Wow, I don't know how many of you have written books, but this one, I have to say, was definitely a baby that was ready to come. So, I mean, really, if I was in a squat position and ready to push, this one was head all the way crowned, maybe even head a little out. I was so ready to write this book. And I had this wonderful editor, Deborah, who just was such an amazing we had an amazing alchemical process all summer together, where we worked together. And You know, at first, I have to say, I had to go back into my story, and it was a little bit challenging. You know, it was challenging because I had to go back to a place 10 years ago where I was heartbroken, completely destroyed. Our lives had been shattered by the death of Richard and my beloved and father to my kids and partner, my life partner. You know, I had to go back to that place and write about it from looking back now, which is very different than when I wrote about Heartbroken Open. Heartbroken Open was my memoir through loss that first 2 years, and that really came out of my journal. It was very intimate, very raw. And this is, I'd say, an equally open book, probably not as raw. But what I did was recount the stages of healing and imprint very loosely my own interpretation of Joseph Campbell's work from The Hero's Journey and Maureen Murdoch's work from The Heroine's Journey onto the stages of healing. Because as I understood how I healed, I wanted to be able to lead people through these stages that I went through. And I very much realized that at every turn, I chose to be the hero. And the more I looked into the mythical story that's been handed down through the ages to us of the hero and heroine's journey, I began to realize that it is our story and the stories that we tell ourselves that are the most powerful, powerful things that we say to ourselves. And so anyways, I'm sharing that with you because it's so fresh on my mind this morning as I've turned in the final edits to the book. And I'm so excited. It's coming out in June, June this coming year in 2018. So you'll, of course, be hearing about that more later, months down the road. But the topic today I really want to talk about is joy. Before I woke this morning at 3:30, I was flying in my dreams. Have you ever flown in your dreams? It's so cool. It's just, I've been flying a lot in my dreams. And I'm just noticing that I have this very expanded feeling in my chest and in my body throughout the day. I've been waking up with just such tremendous joy, just feeling so much joy. And I'd call it even happiness, but it feels like one step beyond happiness. It feels like I'm just excited. I'm so excited to be alive. And it's not even because of any one thing. It's not because I'm falling in love with anyone. It's not because I'm having something so exciting happen in my career or anything. I'm just so excited. And I have a lot of exciting things happening in my life right now. But like I said, it's not because of any one thing. It brings me to something I heard recently. I was at a meeting of other transformational leaders, and we were listening to a speaker, and this speaker happens to be, his name is Daryl, and he channels Bashar. I don't know if you've heard of him, but Bashar is a well-known entity that talks a lot about quantum physics, apparently. Well, I never thought I was smart enough really to understand quantum physics, quite honestly, so I always thought, oh my gosh, quantum physics, that just seems so, wow. Even though, of course, I understand that quantum physics is at work and at play in our lives every single day. But this speaker, Daryl, who channels Bashar, really taught me three things in this talk. And he said the three things that really resonated with me that I kind of have been practicing a lot in my life over the years of my life with Richard and beyond, are that first, you have to follow what excites you the most. every moment. So there's really only one question to ask. What excites you the most right now in this moment? And excitement, he said, is a very powerful emotion because it's actually your connection to the divine. And I thought about that, and I thought about that is so true, because if you were God and you wanted us, you know, our human selves, well, you are God, but let's just say God is an entity, God is an energy. And you wanted your peeps, you know, your tribe to know like how to best express God in your life, how to best express yourself from that divine place, that divine calling. Well, how would you do that? Well, Daryl was saying, follow your excitement, follow your bliss. Let your excitement ignite you. Let you know, ask yourself that question. What's most exciting for me to do right now? Maybe what's most exciting for you to do is nothing. Maybe it's to go for a walk with your dog. Maybe it's something super simple. It could even be it excites you to clean out your closet today. But follow that feeling of excitement and then take action on it. Know what excites you and then take action on it. And that just simply means, you know, act on it. Don't just be excited. Go ahead and act on your excitement. Let your excitement lead you. And then the last principle of this whole process of following your excitement and asking what excites you once you act on it is to let go of any outcome. Let go of any attachment you have to outcome. You know, for years and years and years, Richard and I have been saying, do your best and let go of the rest. And that's exactly what he said. Do your very best, act with excitement, and let go of any attachment to outcome. And then what happens is you've actually opened up a portal to the universe. You've actually told the universe you're the instrument. You're here. You're designed divinely instructed, and you're allowing the divine to come through you, through that feeling of noticing what is exciting to you in that moment. And then you open yourself up to complete and utter the most awe of all things. You open yourself up to being universally instructed and directed and supported. And I just love that. If we know that we're supported by our universe, that we live in a friendly universe. And remember, Einstein said that the most important decision you can ever make in your life is, do I live in a friendly or hostile universe? Well, I choose to live in a friendly universe, and I hope that you choose to live in a friendly universe too. So just to recap what I've said today, try it. Follow your excitement. Ask yourself every moment, what's the most exciting thing I could be doing right now? Then act on it. Go ahead and take that walk. Go ahead and record that podcast. Go ahead and call that friend. Go ahead and do that act of change. Go ahead and do that something for work that excites you. And then do your best. You know, put your best out there every single moment of every single day, and then let go of the rest. Don't worry about how it turns out. It's all good. It's all turning out as it should. It's all turning out as it's planned, divinely orchestrated, divinely supported. So I hope you found this inspirational today. Many blessings to you. I hope you have the happiest day. Come back and listen again. I'm going to have a really wonderful interview this month on with Mike Robbins. And he's an author and a really great friend, so I know you'll enjoy that. And just come back and listen and share this with your friends. Share this with your friends and family. And be excited. Yay!
Thanks for listening to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff with New York Times best-selling author Christine Carlson. Visit ChristineCarlson.com to receive 30 days of Don't Sweat Wisdom delivered to your inbox. And remember to subscribe to this podcast now to receive Don't Sweat Wisdom from Chris every week.